Although this Sunday night, early youth Zion or Cheshvan. We're talking about the din of Zimon. There's a din if two people ate a meal together, ate pas together, or seven people. There's actually a din, mitzvah lachzor achar Zimon, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you have to look for a third. Now, looking, Mishnah Berurah says, let's say look for a third if there's two. One does not have to look for two more, but two should, there's a mitzvah to look for one. Mitzvah lachzor achar Zimon, and seven, once there's seven, they should look for three more to be mezamin b'shem. Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't mean you go outside, it's in the house. That's his lashon. If it's babayis, it's amayis. So there's a mitzvah to. Now it doesn't take much because we learned last time that we paskin even for three, and certainly to make up ten. Once there's two or seven, you could eat anything. You could eat a fruit. You could eat a vegetable. Anything that you ate a shear to make a bracha achrayna on, just not water. So it's not that hard. And there's a mitzvah, there's a third person in the house, he's in a different place, you call him in, you ask him to eat something, you ask him to, it doesn't take much, like I said, it doesn't have to be mazonos, we paskin, it could be a yerek, or a pri, or a candy, but it has to be that the two, or the seven, didn't say, havlon unvorech, I didn't wash my machrenim yet, we paskin the pashtus. And they didn't say, okay, let's bench. And they're ready to eat more. They don't have to eat more. But they could, if they were served more, they could eat more. Meaning they're not ready. They didn't say, let's bench yet. We're not talking about how full they are. We're talking about that they didn't say, okay, let's bench. So, and so there's a mitzvah to look for that third or those three more. And they should eat something to be mitzvah, either to Zimun or to Zimun B'Shem, as the case may be. And as I said, it doesn't take much. So if there's a third person in the house, two people eating together, they should call them in, ask them to eat an orange, an apple, anything, something, with a bracha achrayna. And there's a mitzvah to do that, and to make a Zimun, or as I said, to be mezamin B'Shem. Okay. We're learning Chavis Al-Bavis, we're learning Shari Yichad Amayis, we're learning Perek Hey. And this is already a long perek about the different temptations of the Yetzirah. We'll be listening to it. The Stam will feel that none of them apply to us, but the first few will certainly feel as if it doesn't apply to us, because it talks about apikursus and things like that, but it all applies to us in various forms. Anytime a person thinks that he's in charge of his own fate, that's, of course, a form of Avodah Zarah. So he's going through now, he gave the famous, very famous Hagdama that the worst enemy in the world is the Yetzirah. He hates you, he's trying to, I don't know if he hates you, but his job is to try to be machshel you and to make you fall and to ruin your whole osid. And you think it's you. That's the biggest problem of all. That's what he says. He knows your kaiches better than you know your kaiches. There's no you. You think you are, he's you. You think it's you. It's him, but it's you. And he never rests. He never sleeps. He's never tired. You think he's your best friend. He knows your innermost thoughts. And that was the first paragraph. Min ha-chazak shebishlachav, his strongest weapon, asher yore oscha, that he shoots at you, v'yilochem oscha bohem, the maspun in your necha, in your innermost resources of your thoughts, which sometimes you don't even realize it, because it's you, it's your thinking. You don't think, you think it's you, so. He tries to be matul sofek amitisecha, things you are, that are muhzokim etzlecha, things that you assume are true, things that you should assume are true, that you would really assume it's true. So he says, maybe this, maybe that. L'shabesh mashin is baraloch, to ruin and to spoil what really had heretofore been clear to you. La'arbe v'snafshecha v'machshavos k'zovim v'taino shkorim. Maybe Hashem doesn't care about what I do. Maybe Hashem doesn't care about this prat of a mitzvah, this prat of an avera. Anything, maybe this nes didn't really happen the way it is. A person could be influenced by many things he reads or he sees. Yatrid oscha bohem mito alosecha, and he will be mevalbel your moach, so that you will be distracted from things that are your toelas. V'yisapik alecha mashin yifar lecha me'emun oscha v'dosecha. So that's the first thing. He'll try to make you musupik about things that are premises of every Jew. Okay, we'll stop here because they're celebrating, I hope, a Chumash Suda. What are they celebrating downstairs? I thought it was downstairs, like a Chumash Suda or something. Anyway, we'll stop here.